USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat stands. According to the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying that this week the president may close the Mexican border to stop that country's inaction in combating the increasing numbers of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. Mulvaney says,
we need border security, and we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country. Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Georgia's controversial heartbeat abortion bill now awaiting only the Governor Brian Kemp's signature. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, small availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
More details on the deaths of two Marine pilots killed when a helicopter they were operating went down in southwestern Arizona. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course.
A wildfire in the Florida Panhandle, now about 40% contained, a little more than a day after it started. A Forest Service spokesman says it's burning east of Panama City. Forest officials say the fire started Saturday night, and it's threatening at least 3 dozen buildings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A new poll shows many don't think a summary of the final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election has completely cleared President Trump. It's an NBC News Wall Street Journal survey. It shows 40% of the people think Trump is not yet in the clear. 29% say he has been vindicated. Another 31% say they just don't know. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy will be gathering today in Chicago to support Cook County's state's attorney, Kim Fox, as she is facing criticism over the decision to drop charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. A news conference and rally will be held at the Chicago Temple downtown today. Jackson saying that criticism of Fox is unreasonable, unjustified, and that it's all politically motivated. And a 12-year-old Michigan boy is not waiting for lawmakers to fix the roads in that state. Monty Scott is using dirt from his yard to fill in the holes on a street near his home in Muskegon Heights. He says he was inspired to take action after his mom's vehicle suffered several hundred dollars in damage after it struck a pothole recently. So far, he's filled in about 15 potholes. He says he hopes to finish at least the rest of his own street. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.